of the International Secret Police.
Ceiling zero. Ceiling zero. Ceiling zero. Ceiling zero.
And his gang of criminals ambush Speed, Clint, and Barney at Dr. Kingsley's home and are about to do away not only with the secret police, but the doctor and his little daughter as well, when Li Ying arrives with Hong Kong police reinforcements and saves his friends. Bob Gilmore is really responsible for the rescue, since, wounded though he was, he brought word of the ambush to police headquarters. All of the octopus gang in the house and garden are captured, but the ringleader, the octopus, escapes into the secret passage by which he first entered. Clint quickly orders Ying and Bob to stand watch by the other end of the passage, which comes out into the garden, while he, Barney, and Speed follow the octopus into the passage. Ying and his men arrive just in time, for they hear someone on the other side of the wall and put out their flashlights as the panel starts to open.
Ready, men. Here he comes.
Arrest that man!
Get him.
Do not let him get away!
Help!
Help! Police!
Get out of me!
Help!
Barney!
Let him go, man. He is one of the secret police.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the secret police. But who'd ever know it? Every time a fight's going on, there's bound to be me at the bottom of the heap.
Well, I'm sorry, Barney, but Clint told us to expect the octopus. We never thought you would be the first to come out of the passage.
What? You mean to say the octopus ain't shown up?
No.
Oh, Barney, have they captured him?
No, come on out. The octopus has gotten away again. Ying and his gang jumped me instead of him.
You mean that you haven't seen anything of him, Ying?
No, Clint.
And we came out here right after leaving you, Clint. He couldn't have escaped before we arrived at the chimney because the police guard would have seen him.
Well, we didn't see anything of him in the secret passage either. We thought sure you'd have him and Quan Wu.
I wish we had Speed, but no one came out of the panel beside the chimney until Barney appeared.
Yeah, and did I get a welcome?
Well, we couldn't have passed them in the passage because there's no place in it for them to hide. Passage itself is very narrow.
Well, maybe there's another secret panel in that passage, Clint. If there was, the octopus would sure know about it since he was the only one that knew about this one.
That's right, kid. Let's go back into the passage and see what we can find.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, Ying, I'll leave you in charge of everything out here. Have the men search the house and grounds thoroughly.
Yes, Clint.
And Bob, you'd better go back inside and have Dr. Kingsley patch you up. You look as if you could use a little rest.
Well, my head is beginning to feel like a painful balloon, Clint. I think I'll take your advice. That is, if you're sure you won't need me.
No, that's all right. And Speed, Barney, and I will inspect the secret passage. To tell the truth, I don't think we'll find a thing. And the fewer people in the passage, the less confusion. But when you go inside, you might station 5 men at the head of the stairs at the beginning of the passage.
Yeah, just in case the octopus should pop out.
Well, I'll do that. Good luck, fellas.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. And, Ying, I'll depend on you to take care of everything while we're in the passage. Stay close to this entrance in case we should need help.
I shall, Clint. Do not worry.
All right. Come along then, boys. Into the secret passage.
Okay, Clint. Can I go in first?
Oh, no. You're doing good to get in at all, Speed. I'll go first, and then you, and Barney will bring up the rear.
I'll say so. You don't catch me sticking my neck out first no more. I'm getting hit so much on this trip that I'll be sluggy if we don't arrest that octopus.
Well, what are we to do now, Master?
We can do nothing for the moment. Not until the excitement dies down. We were very fortunate in escaping from the secret passage.
But how did you know of this one leading from it, Master?
It is my business to know such things, Quan Wu. I have long known of the secret passages in this house on 14 Long Tzu Road, but little thought that they would save me from the secret police.
You took a great chance coming here in person?
I had to. The search was drawing too near. I had to make certain of the destruction of my enemies this time. Certain of their destruction. Instead, I was almost caught myself. But whoever dreamed that Gilmore was alive, that he would warn Li Ying at the police station.
Oh, a great pity, Master.
Yes, yes. My men in Hong Kong are fools, bunglers. It's just as well that they are now prisoners of the secret police. Just as well for my safety.
Have all been arrested?
Just the skeleton organization remains, and my aviators, who are waiting word from me at the underground hangar.
They are waiting for you there?
Yes. You know that I always keep a trump card up my sleeve, Quan Wu. If the worst came to the worst, I determined to fly out of trouble.
I believe that the worst has come, Master. The secret police know me to be a member of the Octopus Band now.
Yes, yes. How did they learn that?
Speed Gibson saw that the stone was missing from my ring. Remember that bit of jade that I told you I had lost?
Yes, yes, superstition.
Not in this case, Master, but a bit of damaging evidence. They could prove nothing, however, since I insisted that it was purely coincidence, that I had the missing setting in my room, that their stone was from some other ring.
They believed you?
Not exactly, but neither could they entirely disbelieve me. That is, not until they tried to telephone.
And my men had already cut the wires.
Yes, Master. They could not call out. Neither could I warn you that their suspicions had been aroused.
Well, it little matters now. Our Hong Kong operations are at an end, Quan Wu.
You mean we are leaving Hong Kong?
Yes, and shall go directly to Tibet. Splinter should have reached our headquarters by this time with Marshal Winfield. We shall join him there.
That wild and windy country?
I know that you have no love for it, Quan Wu, but our smuggling will thrive there. Our organization is already quietly working in Tibet. And when I make it my headquarters, we shall accomplish even more than we are now. And we shall be entirely safe.
But what if the secret police learn of your destination, Master, and follow you into Tibet?
Follow me into Tibet? Let them. They will learn too late that they are not only fighting the octopus, but nature as well. I know Tibet as well as I know Hong Kong, Quan Wu. Let the secret police follow me there.
When shall we go?
As soon as we can get to the underground hangar. Meanwhile, we must bide our time in this hidden room until the hue and cry has died down.
I hope that we shall be able to leave Dr. Kingsley's house before dawn.
We shall. Even the secret police must sleep sometime.
Then shall we go out into the passage again?
No, Quan Wu. The passage is too dangerous for us now. We are safe here. No one can find this hidden room, no matter how carefully they search. Later, when they are all asleep, we shall seek our way to safety by this other, smaller passage.
Where does it come out, Master?
In one of the bedrooms. Should we find Speed, Clint, and Barney sleeping there, possibly I can end their promising careers before going to Tibet. Meanwhile, we must bide our time here, since they are bound to search the passage again when they find me.
Steve, will you quit walking on my heels? You're crowding me too much.
But gee, Clint, I'm so afraid we're going to lose the octopus.
Well, just between you and me and the gatepost, kid, I'd hate to meet up with him in this here secret passage. When you cross mitts with that guy, you want plenty of room.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to get your wish, Barney. We've searched this passage carefully and haven't found a thing that looks like a false wall or panel.
No, and it all sounds the same, too.
No!
Hey, what's that?
Just me, sounding the wall, Barney.
Well, don't do it. Knocking like that, you might bring somebody to see what you want.
What's the matter with you, Grandma? You afraid you might have to do some work?
No, I ain't afraid. But I'm tired of being punched around like a punching bag. If I must take a beating, I'd at least like a little sleep once in a while.
Oh, well, you lead a terrible life, don't you?
Yeah,
if you didn't want to come on this job, why don't you stay back in the States and tend to your knitting?
Is that a crack?
Well, what do you think?
Ain't I doing my job right?
Yes, but you're doing even a better job of talking.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
Hey, hey, fellas, don't get to fighting. Remember where we are.
As if we could ever forget it.
Speed's right, Barney. I guess we're tired. We've been working night and day on this octopus assignment, and it's getting on our nerves. You'll feel better with a little sleep.
Yeah, I'm sorry I blew up, Clint.
Oh, well. Forget it. I blew first.
No, you didn't. I was the wrong guy.
Oh, it was me, I tell you. Remember that?
It was me.
It was not a...
Well, hey, what's biting you?
You fellas are funny. Apologizing for fighting, and then you start fighting all over again, trying to decide who started fighting in the first place.
Well, Speed has more sense than either of us, Barney. He knows the right time to laugh.
Yeah. Hey, look, Clint. Do we have to go trotting up and down this secret passage anymore tonight? I'm so tired I wouldn't know another secret door if I saw one.
I don't think we can do any more good here, Barney. We can leave both entrances guarded. That'll prevent the octopus and Quan Wu escaping by this passage, at least. And as for the other, well, we'll just have to risk finding them. There's a heavy police guard all around the house and throughout the grounds. They'll have a tough time getting through that unseen, even should they manage to get out of the house.
We might as well go back to the doctors and the rest then, huh?
Yeah, can't do any more tonight, I'm afraid, Speed. We've come through a tough siege, and everyone's pretty well tired out.
Except the octopus. He's got 8 lives as well as 8 faces.
No, Barney, I'll bet the octopus is as tired as we are and plenty worried. He must be just about at the end of his rope here in Hong Kong. Otherwise, he never would have directed this last attack personally.
And you think he'll leave Hong Kong?
Yes, I do, Speed. That's why I'm so anxious to track him down before he can get away.
Wonder where he'll go.
Well, my guess is Tibet.
Tibet? Where Marsh's brother was going to work?
Yep.
Suffering wang doodles. Trying to find that guy in Hong Kong was bad enough. But if he ever gets away to Tibet, I might as well write home that they won't see me for some years yet. I won't have to wear no more disguises anymore. I'll look that way naturally.
Well, the octopus hasn't gone there yet, Barney, so we won't have to worry about it until we have to, huh? Anyhow, if you want to drop out of the search, well, you can, you know.
Me drop out now when we're just about on top of the octopus and let you and Speed get all the glory? I should say not. I'm in this fight to the finish. Providing I can sleep once or twice a month.
Hello, boy, Barney.
We'll get that first sleep right now, huh? Just forget our narrow escape. Forget everything that's happened in the last few hours and relax completely.
I'm sure ready for bed, Clint. Boy, I can sleep for a year.
Relax? Sleep? With the octopus still at large? Maybe somewhere right here in this house? I wonder if I can sleep after all.